Now time for a locker room chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik after their 28-0 shutout over Sabetha. Coach, this is a huge win for you and your program. You guys win the district, you win the league. But more importantly, I mean, just overall a well-rounded effort. I mean, you guys outgained them 304-126. You guys get your seventh consecutive shutout. Just your overall thoughts on this incredible victory.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, during the preseason, our first two goals is a league championship and district championship, and we did just that on Friday night, you know, winning the Big Seven for the final time and then winning the district championship. I thought it was the most complete game played all season. You know, we started out good, started the year, and then we kind of started slow against the Riley County and the Minneapolis game, the previous two games. So we weren't, as coaches, weren't sure how we would start fast against Sabetha. But our kids bought into the great week of practice. They were excited. I would say they were definitely up for the challenge, you know, against a great physical, well-coached Sabetha team. And obviously our kids played well, shutting them out 28-0.
Coach, were you worried at all about your kids having to face all this pressure that was wrapped up into one singular game?
You know what? I think throughout the week, the kids handled it well. I think I mentioned last week that only four or five of our kids had the, experience, as in this rival game experience. You know, but, you know, a lot of these seniors now were juniors last year. They didn't play much, but they were still, role players on special teams and offense defense. So, they were there and, the seniors, you know, a couple of juniors, they stepped up big time for the first time. You know, in a rival game with a great atmosphere.
And Coach, you guys obviously won in the trenches. You guys shut them down on the ground game, and you guys were able to establish the run yourselves, so you didn't really need to throw it quite as much. But getting to your guys' big guys, how did you feel like they were able to win the line of scrimmage?
You know, we hammered it all week where, you know, it's as best as they're bigger than us. You know, they're more physical than us. I think those three took it up for the challenge on the defense side and the offense side. I think our O-line took it for a challenge also. You know, obviously they're big up front. The two linebacks are good size. We preached all week if we run between tackles, we want 2 to 3 yards. And we did just that. And we hounded the negative plays. You know, we can't have that many negative plays. I think we had 2 or 3 negative plays. That was it. So that was awesome to see on the offensive side of the ball. But like I said, the defense side, those three, Holden, Abe and Gonzalez, they just dominated up front and made it easier for, the back eight to play fast.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll break down this one even more and then get you ready for Nemaha Central's matchup against Pleasant Ridge in the playoffs coming up next here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik, kind of getting more into the X and O's against their 28-0 win against Sabetha. And coach, talking about your guys' offense, specifically individually, Carter, he had 30 carries in this one for 146 yards, 2 scores again. Kind of just like last week, didn't quite have those huge breakout plays, but he continued to run consistently, move the pile forward, and drive his legs to get extra yards.
Yeah, Carter had a great game. Like I said, he didn't break the big one, but he had a lot of crucial, third and twos, fourth and twos, third and fours, that he would, you know, make one person miss and then, you know, move the pile ahead for another first down. Like we said last week, it's very important to convert them third downs, fourth downs, you know, just keep moving the sticks. I think we were 8 of 14 on third down and fourth down conversions, so that's awesome to see. You know, like I said, just keep moving them sticks against a very well physical defensive Sabetha team. I would say offensively we played great, and then Kayla Strothman, another sophomore, stepped up big time last week.
Yeah, I was about to ask about Caleb Strothman. This is kind of a breakout game for him. What are some things about his game that you really liked?
Caleb, you know, he doesn't have hardly any experience. He didn't play a lick of varsity last year as a freshman. You know, a couple of injuries this year is having him step into a new role offensively and starting both ways at safety and then receiver. He's not the biggest kid, but he's fast, he's quick, and he's a very heady kid. You know, he watches film I would say he watches film a lot during the week. He listened to the scouting report. He's a very coachable kid. It was awesome to see him step up as a young, and hopefully we can continue seeing progress for him.
Yeah, absolutely. He had over 120 yards of scrimmage yards. He had 2 touchdowns in this one. Do you feel like he's going to carve out a bigger role for himself moving forward?
Yeah, I would say, you know, obviously teams are going to hone in on Carter, you know, whether, you know, it's between the tackles or outside run game with Carter. On the outside, we got some dynamic kids between Caleb and Carter Ridenhouse. You know, are kind of our jet kids that have some speed to the outside. So, I would say, you know, here going forward, I would say they both have big roles. And it depends on which game they have breakout games in. You know, hopefully we have a couple, the rest of the season here.
Here with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick. And coach, you guys have a quick turnaround, a little bit quicker than you're used to, but not too quick. It's a 6-day turnaround. You guys will host Pleasant Ridge, a team that you guys were able to beat last year in the playoffs. This is a team that's coming off of a really brutal 4-game stretch. They played ACCHS, Silver Lake, Rossville, Centralia, and now they got you guys, probably arguably their most difficult test to date. What are some things that you know about Pleasant Ridge?
Yeah, we've seen them, I believe, the last 2 years, 3 years in the first round of the playoffs. Pleasant Ridge, they got an athletic quarterback, receiver, linebacker / running back. They got a couple kids that can play. Like I said, they've had a brutal schedule, so the record doesn't show how good they are. But like I told the kids after the sweat of the game, you know, everybody's records reset to 0-0, kind of like the NCAA basketball tournament. You know, it's a survive and advance method. Doesn't matter how you do it, just win by 1 point or more. So I'm excited to see our kids compete tomorrow.
Should be a lot of fun. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it as always, and best of luck against Pea Ridge.
Thank you, Jared.
That was Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladsick here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.